The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the audio version of the one-page article I wrote and published on my Substack, rabbischneeweiss.substack.com, and on my blog, kohlhaasfriedman.blogspot.com. On December 16th, 2022, the article is entitled Vayeshiv, Should This Rashi Be Taught to Children? And I'm going to go ahead and read the little teaser that I wrote here. I wrote, this title sounds clickbaity, but I'm honestly looking for an answer to the question, can anyone make a convincing argument that it is better to teach Rashi's explanation of Yosef's fate than Rabag's? Okay, here's the article. The final episode in Parshas Vayeshev opens with Yosef incarcerated in Potiphar's dungeon. After interpreting the dream of the Sar HaMashkim, the chief cupbearer, Yosef makes a request. As it says in Bereishis chapter 40, Psukim 14 through 15, quote, but if you would remember me when things go well for you, please do me a favor and make mention of me to Paro and take me out of this house. For indeed, I was stolen from the land of the Hebrews, and here too I did not do anything that they should have put me into the pit, end quote. The Parsha concludes on a somber note, quote, and the Sar HaMashkim did not remember Yosef, he forgot him, end quote from Bereishis 40, 23. Ask any child educated in the Jewish day school system, why was Yosef forgotten? And they'll likely answer, as a punishment for trusting in the Sar HaMashkim instead of Hashem. This is Rashi's explanation. Quote from Rashi, because Yosef placed his trust in the Sar HaMashkim to recall him, it became necessary for him to be imprisoned for two more years. As it is stated in Tehillim chapter 40, Pasuk 5, praiseworthy is the man who has placed his trust in Hashem and did not turn to the haughty. That is, he shouldn't have trusted in Egypt, who is called haughty, in Yeshayahu chapter 30, Pasuk 7, end quote from Rashi. Rabag takes the opposite approach. He highlights this in his list of to'alos, lessons, on the Parsha, in his commentary on chapter 40, Pasuk 14. Quote, the seventh lesson we learn from this section is in midos, character traits, namely that it is proper for a person to strive with all his might to save himself from the bad situation in which he finds himself, using all the means at his disposal that might help him, and he should not rely on a miracle, even if he is under Hashem's providence to the highest degree. To a high degree. You see that despite the wondrous extent of Hashem's providence towards Yosef, he nevertheless entreated the Sar HaMashkim to recall him to Paro to take him out of the dungeon. End quote from the Rabag. Why then was the righteous Yosef forced to languish in prison for two additional years? Rabag answers in his commentary on Bereishis 41, Psukim 39 through 45 in the Tuelos after the 8th Tuelos, explicitly doubling down on his rejection of Rashi's approach. Quote, it should be clear that Yosef did not place his trust in human beings when he spoke to the Sar HaMashkim. He merely saw that mentioning him to Paro would bring about good, as it ultimately did. But Hashem caused the Sar HaMashkim to not remember him until the time arrived that would be the most beneficial to Yosef. Thus you will find that all the misfortunes that befell Yosef from the time he was sold, all of them were a means of bringing him into power. And this is clear with even the most superficial analysis. End quote from the Rabag. Neither Rashi nor Rabag were the originators of the interpretations they cite in their commentaries. Both can be found in the Midrashic literature, in Bereishis Rabbah 89.3. First, the sages present the view that Yosef's sentence was increased by 2 years because he asked the Sar HaMashkim to recall him in violation of praiseworthy is the man who has placed his trust in Hashem, etc. A few sentences later, the sages offer an alternative explanation. Quote, why were 2 years added to his imprisonment? So that Paro would dream a dream through which he, Yosef, would become great. End quote. Rashi prefers the first explanation, whereas Rabag opts for the second. Of the two views, Rashi's is the most difficult. We see numerous examples in Tanakh of righteous individuals who had great bitachon, trust in Hashem, but nevertheless adhered to the unanimously accepted principle of Ein Somchin Al Hanes, we do not rely on a miracle. Thankfully, my Rosh HaYeshiva wrote an essay featuring a beautifully nuanced explanation of how Yosef's appeal to the Sar HaMashkim evinced a lack of bitachon in Hashem, and why, in this case, a person who fully trusted in Hashem would have simply awaited his salvation. The problem with Rashi, in my opinion, is not what he wrote, but how it's presented. Odds are that the young children who are taught this Rashi as pshat, as the straightforward meaning of the text, will walk away with the message that Yosef was wrong to ask for help and that it is better to rely on a miracle than to act intelligently. I am convinced that it is better to teach Rabag as pshat, but I'm open to hearing arguments in favor of Rashi. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.